Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Bored YouTube channel. The NBA regular season has concluded, and we are here at the NBA play-in tournament. Four games to preview, and three bets going to be coming from Pips along the way for today's show. So make sure you guys are engaged, ready to go for the whole thing. Drop a like if you're ready to get started, and make sure you're subscribed to the channel as well for playoff coverage all throughout the playoffs right here, once again, on the Bored YouTube channel, part of the Hammer Betting Network. And we're ready to get things going here for the playoffs as well. We have some exciting games on the way tonight, two of them coming at you tomorrow. And again, we're going to be going through all four of the games. So we're going to go in chronological order here. We're going to start with the Western Conference games that we have today. We'll hear any bets involved. Then we'll talk about the games that we have coming tomorrow from the Eastern Conference side of things. And we'll see what we get along the way. So for starters, let's go to this Lakers and Pelicans game. Lakers have dug themselves out of a bit of a major hole here and have given themselves two opportunities to come out of the play-in tournament in the Western Conference here. Of course, if you are the 7 or the 8 seed, that you have the double elimination, so to speak. And honestly, with Denver Nuggets as the 2 seed, it's kind of an interesting dynamic overall where you kind of have to wonder if the better matchup is for OKC, but you don't want to tempt fate here and lose this one on purpose. That's not absolutely not what I'm suggesting here, but taking a look at the odds, the Lakers +2, best available in market is available at Caesars. It's the only +2 available. So if you fancy the Lakers, head over to Caesars here. Odds here powered by Betstamp. And the Pelicans, -1.5 to pretty much across the board here. Pelicans were -1 yesterday, so they've been played up a little bit. But let's go to the picks here. Pips actually does have some picks specifically for this game. So let's get those launched. We have two picks coming for you guys in this game here, both of which are available at BetMGM, starting with an SGP available for -105 odds. This is going to be Brandon Ingram, 4+ assists, but the Lakers on the alternate spread at +10.5. The second play listed for today here is for Trey Murphy, 8+ points, Austin Reeves, 10+ points, and LeBron James over 6.5 assists. So we'll go over to Pips for the first time today. Well, two bets for this one. Why are you going, first of all, with the Brandon Ingram assist line paired with the Lakers spread?
So I expect Brandon Ingram to play 30 minutes tonight, maybe even more. There is nothing like that. They are just in a spot that he needs to play more than 30 minutes. If you look at the Ingram lines, 4+ assists with Zion and CJ both playing, you can see that he covered in 28 out of the last 30. That's since December. Even over 4.5 is covered in like 80% of the games, getting +100, great price. I don't know why they set this line this low. Maybe because last game against the Lakers, he had, I think, 0 or 1 assist to a couple of days ago. But I watched the game. He had potential assists there. So, yeah, I think they need to run more through him, so these numbers show that it's a good spot. And adding in this bet, also Lakers are one of the best matchups as they allow 5th most assists in the league. Lakers are a better team than Pelicans. They played 2 important games this season. One was a semis of the play-in tournament, in-season tournament. And last game was very important for the Pelicans. Both of these games, Lakers won by 20. So 2 important games they played the entire season, 2 easy wins for the Lakers. LeBron James is on the court for the Lakers. AD is on the court for the Lakers. I'll say, like, if Lakers weren't going to play the Denver Nuggets, if they were going to play Thunder, I'll probably have bet them for sure going to the conference finals. The biggest issue with Lakers over the years, last 2 years, I will say, is was shooting surrounding LeBron James. Now they had Hachimura 42% from 3. I don't remember last time I saw him miss wide open 3. We have D'Angelo Russell, 42% from the three. He is being insane over the last 4 months. Austin Reeves, 37% from the three on good volume. Like, Austin Reeves can shoot. Then you have AD and LeBron. That, and also from the bench, you have Prince, who's shooting 40% from the three. But like, defense, perimeter defense is the only issue for the Lakers. Everything else, AD defense inside. Probably the best playoff defensive player in the league. LeBron James, highest IQ, together with Jokic, like two highest IQ players. And now they have shootings around. I honestly think Lakers now, at this point, especially when I watched the last game, could be in a run for a second best team in the West when it comes to the playoffs. And it's fucking insane that we could see like first the best and second best team playing in the first round if they win tonight. Lakers being 2 tonight is terrible line. Like, maybe someone thinks, okay, maybe they could look to lose. I don't see it with LeBron, honestly. No. Yeah. So they should be favorites to win this one. At least like 2.5.
Interesting.
I would say.
Interesting. So the plus two is available for the Los Angeles Lakers in this one. If you do want to take over at Caesars Sportsbook, you want to avoid the Nuggets, but you also don't want to miss the playoffs period, which, you know, you in the play-in tournament, the play-in tournament, the second game of the play-in tournament, if you lose, you're out. You know, it's a one and done. It's high variance situation. And I don't think any team is going to tempt fate with something like that. The Lakers are going to try to win. Hey, if they finish as the 8 seed, they get the Thunder instead of the Nuggets. Happy accident. The Thunder are still a very good team. Of course, I'm not suggesting they're just going to walk over them, but it's probably a better matchup than playing against the Denver Nuggets and Nikola Jokic. It just kind of is what it is on that front. So this will be an interesting one to watch. I think that this is probably the best game in the play-in tournament. You could argue the 76ers and Heat game is going to be great as well, but this is the one I am most looking forward to. Let's shift over to the second Western Conference play-in tournament game. No official bets coming for this one, but let's go to the Warriors and Kings. The Warriors, I think that they will count themselves maybe a little bit lucky that they don't get the Lakers for this matchup. The Sacramento Kings, well, they had plenty of opportunity in the last couple weeks of the season to get themselves up to a 6 seed and avoid the play-in tournament altogether. Now they have a tough matchup against the Golden State Warriors where they have to win 2 games in a row in order to even just make the playoffs here. We look at the lines for this one. The Warriors are coming in as favorites. -2, best available is at Caesars Sportsbook at -110. Best available for the Sacramento Kings is +3 at BetRivers, -111 odds. As far as the odds, do you think this fairly reflects how you expect this game to go?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Slight favorites, Golden State Warriors, only because Malik Monk is out for the Kings. Otherwise, I would probably have it as even. Yeah, Malik Monk is like third best player on the team, and him being out is insane. And now they need to play Ellis and the big minutes, even though he turns out to be a great for the team, but playing Harrison Barnes 35, 36 minutes a night is like huge plus merit. Like, that guy has no place to play on a contending team for anything in serious minutes. So yeah, I mean, on the other side, you have a kind of deeper roster of the Golden State Warriors. Klay Thompson playing well over the last 5 to 6 weeks. Andrew Wiggins playing well over the last 5 to 6 weeks. Draymond Green is always Draymond Green. Steph will turn up for this kind of game. They have experience with Chris Paul, Jack. Like, yeah, this team can do well. Like, when you compare the rosters and the strength and weaknesses, this Golden State Warriors is a better team here. So, like, they have. For the first time, I would say like they have some depth. Like, they can look for some Trey Jackson, Chris Paul, Brandon Podziemski, Kuminga, if the main guys are not doing well. So like they have like They can play small, they can play big, they can play with shooters, they can attack inside. Like, yeah, I think this is a Golden State Warriors game.
How much does last year's matchup between these two teams factor into the line for this year? Obviously, they had a pretty hotly contested first round series where, you know, perhaps the Draymond Green situation with Sabonis was the thing that's maybe the most memorable. But one of the things I remember about this series is Domantas Sabonis struggling immensely in his matchup with Kevon Looney. Now, we're not really going to get that matchup this year. Kevon Looney hasn't been getting nearly as much play time, but Sabonis struggled in that series. Do you think the Warriors are going to deploy something similar to make it more difficult for the big man to get the numbers that he's been putting up all throughout this season?
I mean, they're okay with Draymond Green playing against Sabonis. That's not a favorable matchup for anyone, especially if not for Sabonis. I'll be interesting to see how Kings defend with Sabonis at five against Klay Thompson, Steph Curry.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important part. Last time, they just pulled him out and run pick and rolls. Every pick and roll was involved. Also, it's interesting to see who they put on Draymond Green on defense. Like, is it going to be Sabonis? Are they going to gamble off, like, Kuminga and Andrew Wiggins with Sabonis? Like, putting, like, maybe, like, I don't know, Harrison Barnes on Draymond Green or something like that. Like, this is a very interesting matchup. It can go around, like, very interesting. Like, if they make adjustment and they hit with it, like for example, Andrew Wiggins can make his threes, then Kings can win this one. That's why it's a so close spread. So, yeah, this one is the more difficult one to predict, so...
Yeah, I would ultimately favor the Warriors' spacing and offense against this Kings defense, maybe giving Sabonis problems once again. But I think this one I could definitely see the Kings winning, though I would favor the Warriors. Let's go to the Eastern Conference now. The first of two games is that 76ers and Heat game.
I can just say one thing for the – I don't have official bet, but I'm seeing Alex Len for the Kings at 6.5 points, rebounds, and assists at plus money for under. Yeah, I think in this spot, I can't see him playing more than like 6 to 8 minutes. I don't think he'll get any minutes with Sabonis, of course. And Kings should rest Sabonis maximum 8 minutes in this one. I think Sabonis is getting 40 minutes tonight. He was getting 40 minutes in a lot of regular season games. Last important games for the Kings against Suns. I think it was like not the last game, but the second last game of the season, an important game. Alex Len got 5 minutes in that one. They maybe go to trail ice at the five for some. So I can see this is only like this line is set like he's playing 12 minutes a game, regular season rotation. So I think with less minutes, he should be under this line. So not like official bet, but this one is interesting, especially if it moves to 7.5. That should be a good spot to take.
Yeah, there's every opportunity here for the Kings to go smaller than normal and just maybe even limit Len's play time even further. I don't really see a reality where the minutes jump up on Len. Every likelihood is that they will go down compared to the norm. So an interesting one to look at as well.
Yeah.
Now let's go to that 76ers and Heat matchup, the first of two in the Eastern Conference. This is an interesting one. This is two teams who probably feel as though they're good enough to go all the way to an NBA championship or at very least the NBA Finals. The 76ers, dealing with a Joel Embiid injury for so long, slipped out of, you know, potentially being the second best team in the East, getting the second seed to being two games away from missing the playoffs altogether. The Heat will probably feel the same way as they did last year, but this is not a great first round play-in tournament matchup for them. Whoever loses this game will be pretty heavily favored in the second game. But once again, it's always the case of it's one and done. You know, if you don't show up, you have a bad game, things go wrong, you're out of the playoffs altogether. On the spread for this one, Joel Embiid being seemingly healthy is massive for the 76ers team, and they come into this game. Best price in market is -4 on the spread, -110 at DraftKings. Best for the Miami side of things is +100 for the +4.5 available at Pinnacle. Once again, odds powered by BetStamp. Do you agree with the odds reflected for this matchup here?
Yeah, I think they're fair, especially home court advantage for the 76ers. So yeah, I think this is a fair, slight favorite for me and playing at home. That's slightly better team playing at home. So yeah, that makes complete sense. They actually played a couple of days ago. I think they were playing like 5th of April. So it was 11 days ago, and 76ers won by 4. So yeah. Probably going through that.
But that one was in Miami where the 76ers won as well. So definitely favored on this side of things. This
Hero was out. I think Hero was out in that game. Or Rozier. I think Hero was out. Yeah, Hero was out in that game.
Yeah. I believe Rozier played that one. Regardless, for this, how do you see the matchups going down here? We have two of the, I think, best people at making adjustments on the fly. As far as coaches go with the NBA, Eric Spoelstra, perhaps the master of making those adjustments. But Nick Nurse always has something up his sleeve, especially on the defensive end. What do you see matchup-wise for this one?
I think defense against Embiid will be probably simple. Through 3-2 zone with Adebayo as main guy and everyone else helping whenever he tries to post up or get the ball. That one is easy. He should play big minutes, so I don't see maybe like for probably 40 minutes. He will get probably 40 minutes. So when he sits Tyrese Maxey, they will probably blitz Tyrese Maxey or hedge the screens on Tyrese Maxey. So yeah, I think this one will be down to can Sixers role players make shots. So I think the same. I think we'll see the same on the other side on the court. But yeah, it will be like Kyle Lowry, Kelly Oubre, Batum, and Tobias Harris. Can they make wide open threes? On the other side, probably shrinking the floor. Jimmy Butler drives. That Nick Nurse kind of defense. They will probably take away Jimmy Butler's game. So it will be done. Last game, Rozier had 13 three-pointers attempted in a game because, as I said, Nurse decided to shrink the floor on Jimmy Butler. The most interesting part is battle between Bam Adebayo and Embiid, both sides. Like, Adebayo needs to score on Embiid. Adebayo needs to put Joel to work on defense. I could see maybe a bigger game for Bam Adebayo in this one. So, interesting to see.
I think what a lot of the potential success for Miami, if they do get to the playoffs, is going to hedge, as it always typically does, on Bam Adebayo's ability to score. It's just strange with so many things maybe not going perfect for the Heat last year, even as an 8 seed, they got all the way to the NBA championship, to the NBA finals. So we'll see if there's a repeat of that. But this game is extra important, of course, as Alan brings up in the chat, because if you lose this game, best case, you're playing Boston in the first round of the playoffs. And I think a lot of teams will feel that they have the potential to beat the Knicks or whoever it would be in the second round in the first round of the playoffs. They'd rather play the Knicks over the Celtics. A much more favorable matchup. Anybody but the Celtics. It's anybody's more favorable than the Boston Celtics when it comes to this year's rendition of the NBA playoffs. I'm sure that's
interesting. Something interesting could happen. Like, imagine like Hawks winning in the first playing game and then playing Miami, and they win against Miami, and then they go against the Celtics and like
they beat them twice recently, right?
Yeah,
without
Trae Young, and they beat something.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, Hawks can do shit with Capella at the five, so that's tragic. But everything else they could do in shrink rotation in the playoffs with a good coach. So it's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's shift over now to that Hawks game. They are playing against the Chicago Bulls, first round of the play-in tournament. The Atlanta Hawks have won three straight play-in tournament games over the last 2 years. They've gone through the play-in tournament to get to the playoffs in the last two seasons, looking to do the same with this one. And there is an official pick for this play here. We're going to be talking about Trae Young here. He's back in action. He's back. He's probably mostly healthy at this point here, and Pips wants to take him rather on the under when it comes to his points, but the over when it comes to his assists. We have plus 100 odds available at BetMGM for Trae Young under 25.5 points and 8 plus assists. And when it comes to the Chicago Bulls, this is not an uncommon sort of play for you to make. It's been one you've gone through for much of the regular season here. What do you think they're going to throw at Trae Young defensively for this bet to, you know, for you to want to make this play in general?
Caruso. That's it.
Caruso.
That's have Alex Io or Caruso. That's it. Two games against this team this season. Trae Young had 21 and 13 in the first. Second game, 19 and 14. That's when he was healthy and he played 40 and 36 minutes. And that's before the league became way better on defense. Yeah, that's it. Like, I also, 2 games back, he had insanely low usage in 3 games back. So on the season, he had, before the All-Star break, he had 31% usage. In April, 3 games, he had 24% offensive usage. So I don't know, is it him knowing that this game doesn't matter, so he didn't push, but he looked way more passive on offense, on scoring-wise. He was looking to find teammates. Even in those 3 games, when he played 26 minutes average 26 minutes, he got up to 10 assists, because when he has the ball all the time, if he's shooting less, he's passing more, he's finding his teammates. In a matchup against Caruso, in a playoff, this is playoff kind of defense, it's tough. It's tough to get over 25.5 points for Trae Young. Playoff-like defense, and Caruso probably one of the best defensive, perimeter defensive players in last 5 to 6 years, so very difficult. And defensive scheme is very easy with Vucevic being a cone on defense. So hitting spot-up guys, as Bulls are a lot more spot-up, will be easy, and also hitting Capella for a couple of lobs against Vucevic, who can jump for life to save his life, makes sense.
So you are pretty in tune with the Atlanta Hawks. You do like the Atlanta Hawks. So even with this defensive matchup being thrown at Trae Young, you know, you expect to see a lot of assists here. How do you think that will factor into the overall game? As we look at the spread here, best available for the Chicago Bulls is BetMGM -115 at -2.5. For that spread, favorite at home in this one as the 9 seed. The Atlanta Hawks, best in market, is a +102 on the +3 spread that is available at Pinnacle Sportsbook. There are some heavily juiced 3.5s out there as well. But do you see the Hawks coming through and winning their 4th straight play-in tournament game here?
The biggest issue for me is second best player is out for the Hawks. That's Jalen Johnson, and that's an issue for this team that lacks wing size. Bay is out, Jalen Johnson is out, so defense against the DeRozan will be DeAndre Hunter on an island. So that part is kind of difficult. Okongwu is also out, so our backup big is Bruno Fernando, which is terrible. If they had Jalen Johnson, I'll bet the, like, Hawks probably as official bet. If they were like -2.5, they were +2.5. But without Jalen Johnson, I don't know. But this is 50-50 at best. I lean to Hawks. I lean over 220. Like, just because, like, neither of these teams can defend. So I lean over.
Yeah, I see. I would lean over as well. Maybe not quite enough to say an official pick for myself, but I would lean on the over side of things as well. That's what I was kind of thinking for this match.
They kind of lowered the line for like for 2 months for the Cavs. The lines went down, and then because Trae Young wasn't there, now Trae Young is back, and they are looking at it like he is out. Just say the last game, Cavs and Pacers.
What did the Pacers have? 157, I think, was it?
Yeah. And without starters playing, which is
yeah,
insane stuff. Even Hawks, when they played starters, scored. I think they were 72 at the half. Yeah,
it was high scoring. Yeah.
72 at the half, and then second half didn't play starters a lot. So of course they ran away, but at the half it was I think 89-72. Or like 86-72 halftime score. It's absurd stuff. So yeah, I think 220 is very low for both teams can defend to save their life, and both teams have great scorers on the other side. So
I agree with the analysis for that one. So that will do it for the play-in tournament previews for today's show. Some leans were given out, just some analysis was given out, but let's also discuss here some of the free picks that are available. We have message coming in from Badger Boy on the Trae Young line now being gone for 25.5. Would you rather go for the original bet at -120 or the under 24.5 at +125 if you're going to make this bet now?
I'll go probably to DraftKings. I mean, +125 is better. So probably under 24.5. But you can get under 23.5 without assist for -110, I think. So.
Okay, so if the price isn't there, maybe just go with the assist instead.
Yeah, if you like, you don't want to like add only 1 point on the under, just taking straight there. My like rule is that if you are already getting at least 2 points, yeah,
just take the normal line. Yeah. So under 23.5 out there for Trae Young, if you would still like to bet that one, but the official picks. Recap for today's show for the play-in tournament games. Here we go. First of all, in the Lakers and Pelicans game, we have Brandon Ingram 4+ assists and the Lakers alternate spread at 10.5, +10.5 for -105 odds at BetMGM. Second play, -120 at BetMGM. We have Trey Murphy 8+ points, Austin Reeves 10+ points, and LeBron James over 6.5 assists. Did we go through this one? I don't remember. Did we cover this one?
We didn't go through this one. I think, yeah. I mean,
let's go through this one.
Yeah. So the first off, Trey Murphy. Yeah, they focused a lot on stopping Zion and stopping Brandon Ingram from scoring, collapsing on the drive. So shots for Herb Jones and Trey Murphy will be available for a lot of this game. On the other side, I think Lakers scored 68-97 in the paint. So they look to stop LeBron from getting easy layups in this one and AD getting a wide open dunks and layups. So they'll maybe shrink the floor a bit on LeBron drives. He had 24 potential assists and 70 assists in that game. They need to even go further adjustment to stop him from getting easy buckets inside. So his assist will be numbers will be great again. And who will profit from it? Hachimura and Austin Reeves. Last game, Reeves had 20 points. I can see him getting similar stuff in this game. So I'm going with combination, like on three. Like I have Trey Murphy doing well in this game. I have LeBron driving and kicking a lot. Posting up and kicking out, Austin Reeves will profit, correlation on that part, and yeah, maybe even if you can get the lines, you can combine both of these and get a good price for your bet. But I love this one separate, so makes sense for me.
So apologies for it not going through that one earlier. I did give it out, but I forgot to ask for the analysis on that one. So to recap, once again, we'll start from the beginning. We had the Brandon Ingram assist play in the Lakers alternate spread play. We have this one here, Trey Murphy, 8-plus points, Austin Reeves, 10-plus points, and LeBron James over 6.5 assists. It's -120 at BetMGM. The third play, which we did go through, was the SGP +100 at BetMGM. Trey Young under 25.5 points and 8-plus assists, or over 7.5 assists. They both mean the exact same thing. But that is the show for today. Won't be daily shows all throughout the week as it was earlier on in the season. Me and Pips will be doing some playoff previews also on the channel over the next couple of days. Those will come out in video form. Those won't be in stream. So keep it locked with the channel. You never know right now with the playoffs when content is going to come out if you're not always watching these. So having the notification bell turned on is going to help you ensure you're always catching everything being put out here right on the board YouTube channel powered by the Hammer Betting Network. Drop a like before you go if you did enjoy. And me and Pips will see you again next time for some more NBA playoff coverage. And we'll hope to see you tomorrow.